This is the Thursday night Bible study. We are in Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs is about wisdom. Wisdom, knowledge plus understanding plus experience equals wisdom. And when you have wisdom, you have discretion. Let's start it off in verse 1 of Proverbs 19. It says, "It is better to be poor than and live right than to be a liar." God's word is very specific about being a liar. You know, it's not that he wants us to be poor, it wants us that he would to live right and not be a liar. In Job chapter 2, verse 3, it says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Thou hast considered my servant Job, that there is none like him, and in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and eschews evil. And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause." If you remember the story of Job, Job was tested because he was an upright man, and he didn't lose his integrity at all, nor his honor. And in Titus chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, it says, "In everything make yourself an example of good works with integrity and dignity in your teaching. Your message is to be a sound beyond reproach, so that any opponent will be ashamed, because he does not have anything to say about us." That's what integrity is walking upright and being what God wants us to be. Verse 2, "Also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet to sin, willingness and stupidity don't go well together. If you are too angry, too eager, this will lead you down the road, the wrong road, I should say." In Thessalonians chapter 2, it says, "When he takes vengeance with the flaming fire on those who don't know God and those who don't obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus." Going down the wrong road is not knowing God. Uprightness. God wants you to be righteous and do what he says and follow him. And with that, he'll lead us in the right path. In verse 3, it says, "The foolishness of man ruins him, though we blame the Lord." I've seen so many people say, you know, it's somebody else's fault. They did it. They caused me to do it. You know, it just goes on like this. It's foolishness, because it's his own heart that perverts him. It's his own heart that tells him, you know, to do this. And it's his own heart that says, blames God. Yeah. In Psalms 37, 7 through 9, it says, "Be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for him, and do not be aggravated by one who prospers in the way, by the person who carries out evil plans. Refrain from anger and give up your rage. Do not be aggravated. It can only bring harm. For evildoers will be destroyed, but those who put their hope in the Lord will inherit the land." God is willing to give us everything, but it is up to us to be able to walk with God. God wants us to go to him, because it gives glory and honor to him. And when we do that, he gives us everything that we need, everything that we have, everything. He just gives it to us. But only if we go to God. And that's how it works. In verse 4, it says, "Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbors." Ain't that the truth? Rich people have many friends, but the poor have none. There you go. It says in 1 Timothy 6:17, it says, "Instruct those who are rich in the present age not to be arrogant or to set their hope on their uncertainty of wealth, but on God, who richly provides us all things to enjoy." Again, God doesn't want us not to be rich. God's warning us about the riches. You know, for the love of money is the root of all evil. That's what God says, and that's what the truth is. You know, it's not that he doesn't want us to prosper, he doesn't want us to have. It's that he doesn't want those things to take us over and be our God instead of God himself. In chapter 5, verse 5, "A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape." Dishonest witnesses and liars won't escape punishment. God has made sure that they will receive their reward. And in Matthew 15:19, it says, "From the heart comes evil thoughts, murders, adultery, sexual immoralities, thefts, false testimonies, slander." And again in Exodus 20, verse 16, it says, "Do not give false testimony against thy neighbor." This is one of the Ten Commandments. It's true. It's true that God, you don't lie. Don't lie against people. Just because they have, or just because you want something that they have, don't lie against them. It'll destroy you. It's not that it's going to hurt them. It might hurt them, but it probably won't hurt them. What it's going to hurt is you, because that lies. You see, the devil is the father of all lies. And if you give yourself over to the devil, you become his servant. And that's what God's talking about. Not to give yourself over to the devil. Not to give yourself over to evil. In verse 7, it says, "All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him." If you're poor, your own relatives reject you, and your friends are worse. And when you really need them, they are not there. Unfortunately, that is the case, because you don't have anything to give to that person except yourself. And the sign of a true friend is a person who is there no matter whether you have money or you don't have money. That's the sign of a true friend. They'll help you no matter what. In Job chapter 19, verse 13, it says, He hath but my brethren far from me, put my brethren far from me, and mine acquaintances are very estranged from me." Job said it, you know. His brethren didn't fool with him. His friends looked at him strangely. So it is the truth. In verse 8, "He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He keepeth an understanding shall find good." Do yourself a favor by having good sense or good wisdom, and you will be glad you did. And that's the truth. Wisdom gives you everything. Wisdom gives you integrity. Wisdom gives you discretion. Wisdom gives you understanding. Wisdom gives you all these things that you need to live your life. It is about wisdom. It is about understanding what is right and what is wrong. In Mark chapter 12, verse 31, "And the second is likened, namely this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and there is none other commandment greater than this." Wisdom. Loving yourself, loving your neighbor. You love your neighbor as you love yourself. And Bubba, I love myself. As everybody in this world loves themselves, that's how we are to love our neighbor. There is nothing that we would not do for ourselves. Do the same for our neighbors. Do unto others as others will do unto you. Do that, and you will fulfill what God has planned in your life. It is what God has planned for us. Why we're here on this earth, there it is. It is to help others. We're going to stop here, and we'll take it up next time. Y'all have a blessed day. In Jesus' name.